It's the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. It's a Fly Friday, and we've been telling you all morning long that we would have this young man on with us, and we are so excited that he is here. He is Mr. Lee Daniels. You know him. He's a phenomenal director. Precious. Now he has the butler. He is the one and only Mr. Lee Daniels. Welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, sir.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
We are so excited about this film.
Thank you.
I saw an interview with you and Mr. Forrest Whitaker. I guess you were talking to someone on CNN. Then you were on MSNBC. I mean, you were everywhere. This film is, to me, and this is my opinion, it is about to change the face of the African-American butler.
I think so. I think it's it was a real blessing to come into the story. I did the story because it was I didn't think it was I had a 13-year-old son after I'd finished Precious, and he's 17 now. But I did it because it was a father and son love story. And in the African American community, we don't see family. We don't see ourselves.
Yes.
You know, as a family, and it was important to me to do a father and son love story. I mean, at 13, I tell my son black, he say white. I say day, he say night.
Yep.
I say go to bed, he say hell no. and I'm like, when is all of this stop? You know?
Right.
And so in this movie, we see that, you know, that it does stop. Kids come back to you. But it wasn't until I was on a bridge shooting a scene that many, many, many African-American men were lynched at. We were shooting the Freedom Riders on the bus. And the Freedom Riders were on the bus, and these kids were on the bus, and I yell, action. And from nowhere, these hooded KKK people come attacking the bus. And Nazis and all these crazy, you know, white people come shaking the bus and kicking the bus and trying to break the windows of the bus. And I yell, cut. I go to the window and yell, cut, you know. They can't hear me because they're outside the bus and the windows are up.
Mm.
And I'm screaming, cut. And the kids inside are getting afraid. And then I realize at that moment, you know, that those kids that were at that time were true heroes, because there was no director there to say cut.
Right.
And they were fighting to save the soul of our country. Mm. And that they were heroes in a way that I don't know that any of us could be today. This is this ain't no father and son story no more. This is something bigger than that.
It's definitely huger than that. And I think that's what you bring out when you direct something. The passion, the trailer that I saw, the passion of it, the intensity, and combining that with the historic data that you have on this young man, this family, and this time in history. To me, my gosh, this is really, and when I said this is going to be life-changing, I meant that, because it changed my life, and I love history. I'm quasi-historian. I love history, and so this, for me, I think this is the film that will define the summer for me.
Wow. Thank you. I hope you do like it. I learned a lot. I'm not really a historian. I'm not a history buff. But I learned so much about history. And I learned my son, again, I go back to my son, you know.
Yeah.
He asks me, why people looking at me weird when I go into the 7-Eleven?
Right, right.
I live in New York City, and we taxis pass us by when they go to our neighbors that are white. And it's hard for me to look my kid and say, listen, it's just because we're black.
Wow.
It's hard for me to do that. It's easier having the birds and bees conversation with him. You know,
yeah.
It was, you know, to tell a kid, you know, just because, you know, they don't like you just because. I think this movie explains why. And I think that it explains to kids, it gives them where it all started. We didn't ask to be brought over here as slaves.
Right.
We didn't ask to be brought over here. And we didn't ask for the atrocities to be bestowed upon us after they freed us. We don't do it, and this is the interesting part of the film, Yolanda. We don't do the film as a hit you over the head history lesson. It's a lot of humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're laughing throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah is funny.
Oh, yes.
Forrest is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Howard and Oprah, you get ready for that. It's really fun, because I found that in my research that the slaves that lived coming in from America, coming in from Africa, were the slaves that laughed. Mm. Humor kept African Americans alive.
Wow.
On the cotton fields. And people that had a sense of humor were the people that that survived. So I have a lot of humor in it. So it's not just a really serious history lesson, but rather we have fun in telling what happened to us.
What a wonderful way to end this interview. He is Mr. Lee Daniels, the director of The Butler. Please go see it. Make it number one for the next 2 months.
Yes, we open today.
Yes, today. It is today. We are so excited about it. Thank you so much, Mr. Daniels.
I am such a fan of yours. You should know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And I can't wait to put some of your music or your actor in one of my films one day.
Oh, you're so precious. Thank you. I receive all of that. Mr. Lee Daniels on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We love you, beautiful.
Okay. I love you, too.
All right. Get ready. News.